We were deplatformed from Facebook, YouTube.
Hi, everybody. I'm Lori Brander, and I'm the AFLDS legal manager and senior paralegal for the legal department. About 10 days ago, Dr. Gold told me that I was speaking at this event, and I was immensely humbled, but more than that, a little terrified. And then I saw the agenda, and that I was immediately following our dynamic freedom warrior, Allie Schultz. She's amazing. The superhero, Dr. Gold herself, who's been traveling on the road for 3 months like a rock star and hasn't lost any of her energy. Jim Bopp, who has vast experience. He's a brilliant litigator and has years and years of constitutional law. We're so fortunate to have him with us now. And the Joey Gilbert, who's not only our strategist, but he's our protector and guardian. And he always knows what's going on, and he's always there to take care of us and protect us. And when you have Joey Gilbert in your corner, it feels really good. So how did I get here? I'm sure we all have a similar story. I'll tell you that it started 1 year ago, and I was sitting at my desk working. And I divorced myself from mainstream media 10 years ago. So I had suspicions at that point in March. I started doing a really deep dive, and I was already questioning everything that was happening. I wasn't worried about myself because of my robust immune system and my focus on health, but I was concerned for my parents and my friends and family. Do you all remember when Fauci and the Surgeon General told everyone not to wear a mask? And then 2 weeks later, the Surgeon General was teaching us how to make one out of a t-shirt? Yep. So, one July day a year ago, someone put me on a live feed through Facebook Messenger, and I found myself watching the video. The doctors in their white coats, the steps of the Supreme Court, you know the one. Watching that video was a turning point for me. I shared it with everyone I knew on my Facebook feed. I was so excited. Finally, we had information. Sadly, within a few hours, that video disappeared into the internet ethers, along with a lot of other videos I was watching at that point from alternative media sources. Massive censorship had entered our scene. I have to say that the biggest takeaway from the White Coat Summit video was the clear message, nobody has to die. The White Coat Summit may have changed things for a lot of you as well. A lot has happened since that time. Fast forward exactly 1 year, the plot has thickened with further threats on freedom and the jabs. The battlefield rages on, and I find myself through magic, luck, and fate to be on the front lines of this fight with amazing people like the four speakers before me and all of you. Every day, AFLDS is growing and bringing on more coworkers. We're also continually modifying our website and resource libraries. So I'm going to touch on a few of the fantastic resources that the website has available. First, we have a tab for people to get legal help on the AFLDS website. If you fill that form out or have people that you know fill it out, you can be connected to an AFLDS lawyer. And within just a few months, we've matched over 1,000 people with attorneys in their areas. We also have sections on the website with citizens' tools for masks and the law. There's a portion of the website where downloadable forms that people can fill out and customize for their own personal situation. There's an employer letter, school letter, and a lot of information and resources on what citizens can do to affect change in their own community, as well as information on discriminatory policies and videos by our own Allie Schultz and our legal director, Dr. Shelley Cole, on the masks. We feel in the following months that a lot more citizens are going to have to take a stand for themselves. Sadly, as you know, there just aren't enough lawyers out there to help all the people that need it. So the tools on the AFLDS website have been put there for the people. And if a lot of you have offices, law offices, direct your assistants and your receptionists to tell people about our resources. If your law office can't help them, empower them to help themselves. The website also contains citizens' tools on vaccines and the law, We have information for active duty military personnel, vaccine letter templates, and a notice of liability to schools, as well as a notice of liability to vaccinators, which is very interesting. We also have the criminal resources that you're going to be hearing a lot more about in just a little bit. You can find also valuable videos, legal articles, the AFLDS white paper, and all of our recent pleadings and lawsuits are all connected to AFLDS or AmericasFrontlineDoctors.org. Finally, look for the Join Us tab if you're an attorney, paralegal, or retired judge and would like to join as a volunteer, as a member of our Attorney Alliance to receive referrals, or even if you would like to jump in as a litigator for one of our strategic litigation suits. I'm sure that if you're a lawyer in this movement, you're getting a lot of calls. So educate your staff about our legal empowerment tools. Tell your assistants and your receptionists. Let's help the citizens with knowledge. Knowledge is power. There's a choice we're making. We're saving our own lives. Thank you.
Good afternoon. My name is Deanna DePauli. I'm an attorney, and I have the great privilege of coordinating the Attorney Alliance for America's Frontline Doctors. The AFLDS Attorney Alliance is a growing network of freedom advocates. Right now, we have attorneys in about half the states, and we're always looking to welcome new attorneys and fill in the map and the gaps. The Attorney Alliance is another layer of our legal strategy and framework. We pair individuals like you with an attorney in your state so that you can challenge the mask mandates, the experimental vaccine mandates, any mandate that would interfere with your bodily sovereignty. There's an intake form on the legal page of AFLDS.org, and I invite you to click on the form, fill it out. Behind the scenes, we have a dedicated admin and paralegal team who are making the referrals. Our network is growing, as is the volume of requests for legal representation. Once we've referred you to an attorney, they will contact you and review your matter. And of course, the attorneys do set their fees for any legal work that is done. Why have we created the Attorney Alliance? The answer is simple. Freedom is fundamental to our health, foundational to our being. And friends, freedom is ailing. Every executive order, every local mandate that has gone unchallenged has led us to where we are a year and a half later, fighting to reclaim our inalienable rights. It's been the tiny, unexamined erosions, a state of emergency for a couple of weeks, extended and extended again without full review, and the minuscule, unquestioned erasures. Privacy has been erased. Our medical status is now everyday conversation with strangers. And all of these seemingly insignificant episodes collectively have weakened our freedom. I want to encourage you to reach out to the Attorney Alliance because your situation matters. Like the doctors who treat individual patients when they present with an illness, the attorneys in the AFLDS Alliance are your advocate when an employer, a business, or the government is violating your constitutional rights. Not every case can be part of strategic litigation, but every individual is entitled to a remedy when their rights are violated. And the legal process is what gives you access to remedies. A demand letter to claim an exemption, or even a reversal of a mandate policy. Reminding an institution or business that the experimental shots are just that, experimental, and it is against the law to mandate a treatment that is not approved. Pushing back when an employer refuses to acknowledge or accept a medical or religious exemption, filing a lawsuit or an application for a restraining order or injunction, filing an avalanche of individual lawsuits to seek redress for the individual infringements of our rights and freedoms. We've been conditioned to accept the authority of governments, businesses, institutions, and agencies that have relied on factually inaccurate information. In other words, lies. These lies have been used to stir up panic and fear, so we would let our guard down and accept restrictions, lockdowns, violations of our rights. We are all presumed to be dangerous, contagious transmitters of a severe illness that can only be treated by an experimental injection, or two, or three, or more. And in response to these fictions, we have to say no. We are entitled to the presumption of health. And this is why the doctors and the attorneys at America's Frontline Doctors are working together. We're on the front line of truth, uncensored, raw, and independent. We stand for our health and bodily sovereignty. And we stand for freedom, everyone's freedom, to make decisions with regard to their body. No government has that power. No government has that authority. I want to take a couple of moments and speak directly to my attorney colleagues. We are the guardians of the Constitution. That is an active entrustment. We cannot overlook even the smallest infringement. Because if we turn our face or avert our eyes only briefly, that is when tyranny is seated. And that's how a two-week state of emergency bloomed into destruction of our economy and devastation of our lives. We did not use the legal tools to force the government to justify its actions. We did not use the legal tools to minimize the infringements and to hold public officials to account. The irrational lies and unreasonable measures were allowed to propagate on our watch. I'm calling on you. I am summoning you to the front line. Our fellow Americans and citizens around the world need us, need you to represent them and to act on behalf of the people, to reassert our constitutional inalienable rights. We have to come from the background to the foreground. We can't stay behind the scenes. We have to make a scene. Our weapons are the sword and the shield of the law, and we have to wield them on the front line. Because we stand on the foundation of the Constitution, we stand with the people, we stand for truth, and we stand for freedom. Join us. Thank you. And next, we're going to be hearing from a couple of our AFLDS Attorney Alliance members and the incredible work they are doing on the legal front line.